So welcome to Denver. What's this last week been like for you? Where's your kind of head at right now?
It's been fun. You know, it's been a little hectic coming in, not really knowing what to expect. I'm kind of just trying to soak it all in, you know, learn the players, learn what they're like, learn the coaches and the system and everything they're trying to teach me. But I've had a great time so far.
What was this pro day workout like that you had? Everybody said that's kind of what put you on the map and probably got you drafted.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to the combine, which, you know, was whatever. I understand that there's a numbers game and they couldn't take as many players. So my focus obviously was on my pro day. Going into it, you know, we definitely had put in a lot of hard work for two straight months. We'd waken up at, you know, 8 o'clock every morning, gone up there and ran and lifted. I had a feeling going in that I could put up some pretty good numbers, you know, kind of among the top numbers as related to the combine from the players. I actually surprised myself with, well, my 40 time in particular. It was a little lower than I thought it was going to be. And then I was fortunate enough to, you know, do pretty well on all the other drills. And from what I heard, it helped me out quite a bit.
Is it a 4.77?
4.79. Which I was expecting. I had been running in the mid to high 4.8s. So I was expecting that. And when I ran a 4.79, I was pretty pleasantly surprised, I guess. Yeah, it's an honor. You know, it's an honor for me to think that the coaching staff thinks enough of me to bring me in, and, you know, they think that I could kind of fit in the role of the type of players they have. Obviously, some great players, you know, have been here for a while. I like being around the guys even off the field. You know, it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of fun to feel them out and see what type of people they are off the field as well as on, so I can kind of get a point of view of where, you know, I might kind of want to lead my how I'm going to be, you know, just being here in the NFL.
That was like a couple days of them
They just work together. Their communication is amazing. You know, they you can tell they've been together for a while. They all kind of know what each other, the next person, is going to do. And they just work together very well.
Dad yet?
Am I a dad yet? It's coming, yeah. We're actually going home and going to induce next Wednesday. Kind of, the due date is a week after that, but it's supposed to be a very large baby, and the fact that, it's what the doctor's been telling us, and that combined with the fact that I'm going to have to be back up here for that training, we want to try to see if we can get the baby out, you know, so I can spend some quality time with him back home, and then obviously I'm going to try to see if I can get my wife and my son to come up here and at least visit with me for, you know, periods of time throughout that training period.
And your boy, for sure.
It is a boy, Cole Payton.
Oh, okay.
So, pretty excited.
It's a big month for you.
Yeah, it is. A lot going on. And I had my birthday the Wednesday before the draft. Turned 23, so I've had a lot going on in the last few weeks.
Payton, named after anybody?
Not after anybody in particular. It's actually, my grandfather's name was Dayton. Hers was Paul, so we put Paul and Dayton together and made Payton. So, kind of special.
You have a running back name. I wish I did.
Oh, really? I
haven't. Mom's name and dad's name.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.